Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the 20th Sunday of Ordinary Time and the readings are from Cycle C.
When the master of the Dominican Order visited the Western Dominican province, he gathered those of us in the Bay Area to our monastery in Oakland, St. Albert's. It was a standard affair. He spent the last 3 weeks going to all of our communities on the West Coast, all 18 ministry sites, meeting every single friar in the province, learning our stories, visiting our ministries, seeing how we manifest the charism of the order here on the West Coast. And at the end of his journey, the day before he flew back to Europe, he addressed the friars at St. Albert's. And what he said surprised no one. He said something that we already know. He said simply that we live in a divided country, that our society lives in a black and white, us versus them mindset, that there is no middle ground. Either you're right or wrong, liberal or conservative, orthodox or progressive, a good guy or a bad guy, a black hat or a white hat, a divided society. And then we have a gospel like this. The fire of the gospel dividing families, forcing divorces, causing splits between generations. How I wish the fire was already burning, the Lord says. Division, splitting up, destruction, us versus them, black and white, the good versus the bad. We live in a divided society. St. Ambrose of Milan lived in the late 4th century. He was the mentor of St. Augustine, one of the most brilliant lights in the Western world. But St. Ambrose, too, he lived in a society full of division himself. The Roman elite versus the pauper lower class, the generals versus the imperial family. And it would have been pertinent, if not easy, for him to preach for unity of the people of God, to remember the transcendent, the God on high, that we are united within the blood of Christ, united within the sacrament of charity, the Most Holy Eucharist. Would have been easy. Because indeed it is true. All Christians who believe in the true presence of the Eucharist are united indeed within the Eucharist in a very unique way. But deeper than this, Ambrose asks a very simple question. Ambrose proposes something that is both profound and simple. Is the true division that is in our society, this insistent resistance to compromise, not about our opponent, but about ourselves? That the true division in our society is not about liberals or conservatives or blacks and whites or left and right or progressives or orthodox, that it is about the division that we experience within our very being, between our own drives, our own divisions within our own existence, between our bodies and our souls. Our intellect knows, our soul desires, our body does. But what if our intellect knows that we ought to be doing something, and our soul desires the same thing, yet our body does something else? We know that we shouldn't spend 3 nights in a row drinking, yet here we are at the Rose and Crown. We know that we shouldn't eat that fourth piece of cake, yet here we are at the Paris Baguette. We know that talking to this coworker makes us angry every single time we behold their face, yet we don't prepare our minds for the affront. So many times in our lives, our confrontations have nothing to do with our opponent. It has to do with ourselves. It's so easy to blame another person for the troubles of our world or even the troubles of our everyday lives. President Morsi, Pope Benedict, the Republicans, the Democrats, the Russians, the Jews, the blacks, the list goes on and on. But what if the problem is me? In the letter to the Hebrews, we are reminded of a fact that is so easy to forget. Our second reading reminds us of a perennial truth of our faith. We are told of a truth that we oftentimes forget. That we are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses that have run the race. Men and women, our own brothers and sisters, who have been through so many of our same struggles, our same fears, our same joys and sorrows. We believe in the communion of saints, an army of men and women, our brothers and sisters who have successfully gone through the gauntlet of life and came out rejoicing. They too struggled with their own inner demons, their own family problems, their own political frustrations. Yet, by the grace of God, by the grace and power of our God, they have so conquered their own deficiencies and sit now as role models for healing, love, light, and peace. We are surrounded by this cloud of witnesses, urging us on, screaming for our success. Men and women, our own brothers and sisters, praying for our flourishing. The perennial truth of our faith. Men and women who are inundated by grace upon grace, the grace of our God. Those who have been healed by God's grace of their own interior demons. These divisions in our society between liberals or conservatives, this and that or whatever, it won't be remedied overnight. But for those who believe in the healing power of the Eucharist, perhaps the divisions between our own thoughts, our own desires and impulses, maybe those can be cured eventually. We cannot solve these divisions in our society, but we can work on the divisions within our own selves. We can intensify our personal relationship with God. We can address our past hurts. We can address our own fears and our expectations of the future. May we dare ask for the grace of our God to heal us of our interior divisions, our hurts, and our past, and invite God to invite us to live a future filled with unity, light, and peace.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Producer, Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP. Director, Gary Glover. With music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.